Hello, I'm Stuart Clarkson with your weekly look at the Radio Today news for the week ending Friday the 24th of March 2017. And we begin with the week's big awards ceremony, the IRN News Awards, which took place on Thursday at Sky headquarters in West London. Bauer took four awards, Global 3 and News UK got two. Large News Team of the Year was won by Global's Newsroom Wales, while the smaller News Team of the Year prize for stations with a TSA under a million went to Radio Air. This year's IRN Gold Award for Outstanding Contribution to Commercial Radio News went to the LBC Managing Editor, James Rea.
Thank you. This is, wow, what a wonderful surprise. It is a huge honour and a real privilege to get this award, especially in a year of such extraordinary stories. And as we all know, the news never stops. I'd like to thank IRN, our colleagues, of course, here at Sky, Global, Ashley, Stephen, and of course, Richard. LBC, our newsrooms around the country are doing an absolutely fantastic job, and we couldn't do it without their support. I've been very, very fortunate in that wherever I've managed to get a job, I've managed to surround myself with some fantastic people, some great colleagues, presenters, journalists, producers, incredible teams who have been so hungry for success.
Radio Days Europe is heading to Vienna next year. The announcement was made at the end of the 2017 event this week in Amsterdam. Among the highlights there, the BBC's director of radio, Bob Shannon, set out his vision to reinvent and grow radio. There was an update on Norway's digital switchover, and we also found out about the opportunities and threats presented by Facebook Audio, Amazon Echo, and Google Home. Nation Radio can stop the rock. Ofcom's approved a format change request which takes the rock genre out of what the Welsh station has to do. As part of the changes, Nation's increased its number of required locally made hours from 10 on weekdays and 4 on weekends to a minimum of 21 hours per day every day. Neil Fox was in conversation in Bristol this week for a Radio Academy West event, which was broadcast live on In Radio. Foxy talked about his career at Capital, Magic, the Pepsi chart, also his arrest and acquittal, and his current role at digital station Thames Radio. And he told us how he turned down a job offer from Radio 1.
I remember one Saturday or Sunday going for lunch around at Trevor Dan's house, going out on my bike for a nice, I think he lived out in Cambridgeshire, so went out for a very nice ride over there, and we were sort of sitting down talking about what I do. And it was, look, it was lots of really good stuff and breakfast and this and the road shows and like fantasy time in a way. And he wanted me to do breakfast and then end up doing the chart. And you kind of, that's almost greedy, isn't it? Really being able to do like Radio 1 breakfast. And they made me an offer, and I've got it at home. And it was one of those things that came through on what was called a fax. And I went back to my dad and I said, Dad, I just had this bizarre thing, can I talk to you? And I said, look, I've been offered this incredible offer. And he looked at me and went, Jesus, I'm kind of glad you went into radio, son. Good choice, well done. Yeah.
BBC Radio Manchester and Lancashire's Alan Bezick show has been investigated by the BBC Trust, with the findings out this week. The late night programme was found in breach of editorial guidelines after allowing a prisoner on air who spoke about having sex with children.
Now, you can say there's nothing wrong with paedophilia, and I'll listen to that, I really will. But I won't listen to you saying that I am right to break the law. And even if paedophilia was not against the law, it would still be wrong to have sex with your own children.
Meanwhile, a presenter at South Wales community station BRFM has been sacked after doing a link that made offensive comments about gay and bisexual people. Ofcom found the station in breach of the broadcast code. Sarah Cox raised over £1 million and counting this week for Comic Relief with her Sounds of the 80s 24-hour dance-a-thon. And here she is talking to Chris Evans on Wednesday morning's Radio 2 Breakfast Show.
£1,071,264.
Oh, my God.
What about that, Sarah? How's that?
So amazing. Thank you so much to everybody who's donated. It's going to make every penny. You're basically changing and saving lives around the world, and it's amazing. Thank you so much. That is incredible.
It is incredible. It is. You're incredible.
It's absolutely incredible. Thank you to everybody who's donated. It's just completely mind-blowing. I've gone all hot and
fun. I think you're allowed to.
Speakers have been announced for a digital radio event in Birmingham in May. Doing the dab, we'll hear from people including David Lloyd, Ed James, Graham Bryce and Ford Ennals. The event's being hosted by the Radio Academy Midlands branch chair and BBC Coventry and Warwickshire editor Gareth Roberts, and takes place on the 3rd of May. Tony Blackburn's finishing his Bauer Sunday Afternoon show on the Greatest Hits Network this weekend. He was kept on a year or so back when the Magic AM stations rebranded. Tony, though, now does two weekend shows for Radio 2, Friday nights and Saturday early mornings, as well as slots on BBC Radio London on a Sunday, KMFM on a Sunday, and BBC Radio Berkshire on a Friday. And on this week's Radio Today programme podcast, Trevor Dan speaks to a handful of speakers from Radio Days Europe 2017, including Radio 1's Scott Mills.
First and foremost, I'm a radio person. My first priority is to make it good when it comes out of the speakers. However, I think there are moments which you can capture on camera, but they should be your best bits, and they should also be stuff that works on the radio and on the screen. If it doesn't work on radio, then you shouldn't really be doing it.
Scott Mills there, and that's it for this week's look at all things going on in radio. You can send details of what you or your station are up to on an email via news@radiotoday.co.uk. I'm Stuart Clarkson, and that was this week's Radio Today News.